Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Welcome to the Jeff Stanislow Hour of That Is Good to Know. And we are happy to have a wonderful guest here today, Ms. Tracy West, who's the Tournament Director of Valspar, the Valspar Championship that's been going on here in the area for several years now. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Jeff, well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be speaking with you.
Yeah, it's great, Tracy. So we actually will go back a little bit. I think I had you on when I was doing my live show a few years ago before the pandemic. We talked a little bit about this particular event, and I'm very thankful for you to joining us here once again on That Is Good to Know.
Yeah, well, it'll be fun to chat with you, and thanks for all your listeners for listening.
So I got to tell you a little side story before we kind of dive in today. I went to the tournament last year, and I ended up getting some tickets relatively late, and I brought my sons with me, and we had a fantastic day. It was Sunday, you know, the final day of the round, and we ended up sitting down. And some guys behind us were talking, and ended up talking to my son for a little bit. And my son actually went to work for one of the gentlemen about a month after. And it all started with a simple conversation about golf, and we were enjoying ourselves. And my son happened to be graduating from Florida State at that particular time. And now he's gainfully employed at the Bank of OZK or Bank OZK. So he's very, very happy.
Yeah, you know, it's what golf is, right? Golf is a connector sport. I mean, it's a great sport to play, and it's a great lifelong sport to play. But it is a fantastic business tool, a fantastic networking tool. So whether you're playing or coming to a PGA Tour event and watching, you never know who you're going to meet. So that's a fun story about your son.
Yeah, it's excellent. And like you said, it's such a fun experience, and people are so warm and kind and talking and are interested. And, you know, it's a long day, so you get a chance to talk to some people and share some experiences. So, Tracy, welcome again. Jeff Stanislow here on That Is Good to Know show with Jeff Stanislow. Our website is thatisgoodtoknow.com. You can listen to this episode and others. Our whole goal here, Tracy, is to share some great information with people. And before we kind of dive into some of the things, and I want to talk to you about event planning and big event planning and things of that nature, but I do want to spend a few minutes with you just talking to us about the Valspar tournament, you know, sharing a little bit about when it is this year and how people, you know, might be able to get tickets and all those great things that are going on with the show. So floor is yours for a minute. Let us know.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. So, yes, as you said, we are the official PGA Tour tournament on the west coast, or, you know, the west side of Florida. Basically, the only PGA Tour event. So, in the Tampa Bay region, it is March 18th through the 24th. First 3 days of the tournament are activities like pro-am, practice rounds, etc. So, it's a fun time to come out and watch the players in even more relaxed atmosphere. And then the 4 days, Thursday through Sunday, are the championship rounds. We're also broadcast on NBC and Golf Channel. We've got over 130,000 people that come over the seven-day period to come watch the tournament. It's owned and operated. A fun fact is every PGA Tour event is owned and operated by a 501c3. So once all the revenues come in and expenses go out, the monies that are remaining, we donate back out into the local community. So last year, for example, we gave nearly $1.2 million to over 50 different charities, surpassed the $50 million mark for charity since the tournament inception in 1977. So
wow.
It's a great event for the community, not only from a charitable aspect, but from an economic impact. We have over a $75 million annual economic impact just because of all the activity and all the people coming in to watch the tournament. And then you know, we really raise the awareness level of Tampa Bay because of the national, but more importantly, the international broadcast. So the tournament's broadcast in over 226 different countries around the world. And we make sure that during the, you know, during the coming in and out of commercial break, we're showing the beautiful beaches. We're showing all that Tampa Bay has to offer. So we have an impact on tourism as well.
I know it's part of the Florida swing, and it actually kind of kicks it off. And there's been a lot of realignment with the PGA, and they have different type of structures with everything that has happened with the LIV Tour and the PGA, and they have like some premium events. And but I think the Valspar's got a special spot here, kind of kicking off that Florida swing. And why don't you talk just a little bit about, you know, who won it last year and they returning, and, you know, do you got any early commits for the field for this year?
Yeah, it's kind of fun, right? Because what most people don't understand is these PGA Tour professionals are independent contractors. So they decide each week if they are or are not going to play. And there's over 40 PGA Tour events throughout the year. So they can't play everywhere, right? It'd mm-hmm. be too tough. So one of my jobs as a tournament director
I would play everywhere,
is
Tracy.
To...
I would play
everywhere. Yeah. We as tournament directors would appreciate that, Jeff.
It might be tough, but I would try to make that happen. But anyways, go
exactly.
ahead.
Exactly. Well, they're certainly playing for big enough purses. You would think they would, but we get it, and we understand that they can't. So one of the jobs as a tournament director is really, truly, to try and get as many of the players to play and not take your week off. We're very fortunate that the tournament is at Innisbrook Resort in Palm Harbor. We play the Copperhead course. It's really, in our humble opinion, the best event or best golf course on the Florida swing. So we have that going for us. We certainly have big crowds. These guys like to play in front of people and avid fans, which we have. And we treat them really well. They've got the resort, you know, so lots of nice amenities for their family. So we're really fortunate to get a very strong field. We're usually in about the top third of strength of field on the PGA Tour year in and year out. Now, the pros may differ each year a little bit, you know, who plays, who doesn't play. But overall, we get a great field. Early commits, Sam Burns is going to play, so we're excited about that. Our defending champ is one of the kind of like new young guns, Taylor Moore. And he came on strong winning us, and then he did really well the rest of last year. So we expect big things out of him moving forward. And then most of the commits start to happen in the January and early February timeframe.
Fantastic. Again, we're listening to Tracy West, the tournament director of Valspar. Tracy, what are the dates this year for the Valspar tournament?
Yeah, March 18th through the 24th. So we're 1 week later than normal. It's a great spot, you know, on the calendar. 3 weeks before the Masters. You know, certainly we're not going to say, hey, you know, compare the Copperhead to Augusta National. However, it out of all the West Coast swing golf courses and the Florida swing golf courses, Copperhead would probably be the most similar to Augusta National in the way it lays out and plays and so forth. So it's a really nice prep, you know, for those guys. It's a really tough track.
Most often
we do not have a champion in the double digits under. It's usually a single digit. So it's a tough course, which most of the guys like, you know, going into a major. They want to be tested.
Yeah, I can concur. I had the pleasure of playing it. Was it the Snake Pit there? Is one of the most, you know, challenging holes in golf, and it's you know, very enjoyable to watch people try to, you know, cut off as much as they can on 14, that water hole, and it is it's fantastic.
16. Sorry, yes. Yeah, Snake Pit is 16, 17, and 18, so it's definitely three of the more challenging finishing holes on the PGA Tour for sure.
Well, fantastic. I didn't, you know, realize that. I mean, I know there's a charity component to most of these PGA events and things of that nature, but putting over $1.2 million back into the community last year, that's got to be a wonderful feeling. And, you know, doing that on top of producing the event. And Royce Pope, my co-host, actually had a kind of a question about, like, things that on the, you know, maybe on the charity side and then also on the entertainment side.
Yeah, hey, Tracy. Thanks so much for being with us today. Just wondering about other events that you might be involved in, you know, around golf and in the entertainment side of things, like perhaps a concert series and who's performing in that. You have any thoughts to share on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we took over management of the tournament in 2014, and that's when Valspar started as the title sponsor, the tournament was always really well supported, but more so from, you know, avid golf fans, and mostly golf fans in the Pinellas County, you know, area. We were charged with, hey, we really need to grow this tournament significantly and really broaden its appeal. And so we worked very diligently to kind of change the event from just a PGA Tour, you know, professional golf tournament to a community happening. We wanted to make sure that Tampa Bay, everyone in Tampa Bay thought, wow, this is, I can't miss not going. I got to go for at least a day, right? So we started to create, you know, family fun zones, lots of different fun, colorful seating areas throughout the golf course. Other activities. So one of them is our concert. So it's the Valspar Live concert presented by Chick-fil-A. We do it Saturday night after play, and we're blessed at Innisbrook to have multiple golf courses. So there's a second driving range. So we build a full-level concert stage. Anybody that has a Saturday ticket can, after play, go over. It's right off the 14th fairway. Go over and watch the concert. We're really excited. We have Cole Swindell this year. So another great country act. We typically have done country every year, but another great, you know, artist to bring in. So Cole will be playing on Saturday night.
That sounds awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And that sounds like something that's good to know for people who are considering attending this great event.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question that Saturday is our hottest ticket of the 4 days, for sure. You know, because people want to go to that concert as well. So, and it's a great value. You basically buy a ticket, grounds ticket, and you get access to the concert complimentary. It's a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. Again, the website is valsparchampionship.com, correct? And we're talking with Tracy West, the tournament director for the event, and it is on March 18th through 24. This is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know show with Jeff Stanislow. You can listen to this and get other great information on the Valspar. We'll set up a link and everything at our website, and you can visit at thatisgoodtoknow.com. Now, Tracy, this just doesn't happen overnight, and part of our whole theme here at the show is That Is Good to Know. So I wanted to talk with you about major event planning and something that some people might, you know, be able to kind of think about if they're thinking about, you know, maybe they're doing a big event or maybe even a small event. But some of the same things that can apply to a larger event can also apply to a smaller event. Maybe when you kind of got involved and you started looking at this, can you talk to us a little bit about your strategy or what you thought or what you had to take care of first or how you went to, I guess, eat the elephant, per se?
Yeah, exactly. We would be very wealthy if I had a dime for every time someone asked me, well, what do you do the other 8 months out of the year? It must only take you about 3 or 4 months to toss this together. And no, not so much, right?
Right.
This is a $25 million plus business, an operation. It takes all year to plan it because basically we obviously have a lot of sponsorship and ticket revenue and all the revenues that we need to raise. And then we have to plan out, all the expenses and everything to operate this tournament. What's unique about the PGA Tour versus perhaps, you know, most of the other pro sports, we don't have an arena, right? We have to build our arena. You know, the Innisbrook Copperhead is a normal golf course, you know, throughout the year. We have to build it. So what you see on TV when you watch a PGA Tour event, all the different tent structures, the roping and staking, all the things that you see, we have to build. It takes us about 9 to 10 weeks to build everything. Hmm. It takes about 5 weeks to tear it all down. But it's not only what you see on TV, but you know, you have to think about the parking, all the other mechanisms, that a fan would need, restrooms, concessions, catering, all the things a fan would need when they come watch the tournament. We have all the players we have to take care of. We've got all the vendors we need to contract. So we have a small team that works all year round. So there's about 11 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Then we usually have 9 to 10 college interns for 3 months that come on the last 3 months to help. And then it's over 2,000 volunteers that help us. Wow. There's committee chairs and hole captains. There's probably about 60 of them. They work about 5 months out, 5-6 months out on the tournament, and then 2,000 people tournament week and the advance week going into it. So it's a big logistical operation to put together, but it's wonderful. I mean, it's there's a lot of moving parts. Probably some of the most nerve-wracking things are it's an outdoor event, you know, so you can do everything right, have every plan, be prepared, and Mother Nature, you know, can throw you curveballs. So you have to think about that. But, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it for sure.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to just, you know, tournament planning or an event planning, oftentimes, I like how you kind of put the fan experience first, right? Where you say, okay, I'm a fan. These are the resources that I need. You know, I need to be able to eat. I need to be able to, you know, use the restroom. I need to be able to, you know, make phone calls. If like you got to bring in like cell phone tower checks and boosts and things of that nature. And I need to, you know, be able to seek medical attention if something was to happen. And then, you know, obviously the experience, want to have a great experience with the, you know, watching your favorite golfers and things of that nature. But, you know, kind of putting that fan or that customer or client first gives you kind of like a good roadmap to go by to start with.
And you're exactly right. That's how we think about it. You know, you think about the fan, their experience, and then figure out everything that you need logistically, operationally to take good care of them. But then you try and take it even another step forward and think about, okay, if they're coming out all day to watch golf, you know, there might need to be some other things, you know, and maybe one person is an avid golf fan, but they're coming with someone else that maybe not be so much of an avid golf fan. So what are you going to offer them? What other sorts of amenities and things are at the tournament that they get excited about? And that's where, for example, the family fun zones come into play. All the different fun seating areas, all the areas for the general public. You know, certainly we sell obviously premium hospitality tickets and things like that to either individuals or companies where they're entertaining. But we have a lot of 6 different areas that are sponsored by different sponsors that fans can sit in, you know, so a margarita deck and have a fun margarita. You know, we've got a Horse Soldier bourbon whiskey deck, you know, where you can have, you know, have a drink and watch golf. And those are all complimentary areas. A Publix chill lounge, which is a really unique kind of fun seating area, et cetera, et cetera. So we try and think about, you know, what's really fun for the fans. One of the things that we are most known for is our not every PGA Tour event has a tagline. We do. We are the most colorful PGA Tour event in the world. We live and breathe that. Obviously, Valspar, being our title sponsor, they're a paint company, so it's all about color. So they live and breathe that. So one of the things we do, for example, is encourage our fans to come dress colorfully. And we send out color scouts all throughout the golf course on Thursday through Sunday, handing out gifts to people that come dress colorfully. You know, it might just be a chapstick or a pair of, you know, sunglasses or, you know, simple things like that. But it's just kind of fun. So we try and do a lot of things, surprise and delight for our fans that come out.
Thanks so much for all that, Tracy. Again, you're listening to That Is Good to Know here with, I'm the co-host, Royce Pope of the show, and I'm here with Jeff Stanislow, the main host. And our website is thatisgoodtoknow.com. You can check out links to the Valspar tournament and the bio on Tracy West, our fantastic guest today. Thank you so much, Tracy, for being with us, and thank you for sharing all that great and useful information.
Great. Well, Jeff, Royce, thank you both so much. We really appreciate it. And again, ValspharChampionship.com, and we hope a ton of people keep coming out to watch the Valspar Championship.
Tracy, before we break, I got a couple more things for you. When you try to manage 2,000 volunteers, how does that happen? And then, you know, who else is involved in the organization that I think Rondé Barber is part of the organization this year. And, you know, you bring in, you know, some top people that, you know, have abilities here in the Tampa that love the community. Talk to me about how you find these co-chairs, or, you know, what you call them, ambassadors, you know, and how they engage in the community.
Yeah, we are so fortunate to have the setup that we do. There's only probably about five PGA Tour events that kind of have an organizational structure like we do. Copperhead Charities is the 501c3 that owns and operates the tournament, right? They have the fiscal responsibility for this event. They hire ProLink Sports that I'm a part of. So the staff, we're members of ProLink Sports, so we help manage the event on behalf of Copperhead Charities. Copperhead Charities consists of 215 business and civic leaders throughout the Tampa Bay region called Copperheads. And they serve as ambassadors into our community and talk about the tournament, send us sales leads, you know, to get different companies involved and so forth. So they're a terrific group that believes in the mission of the tournament, the charitable, economic, mission for the event. And they're terrific. We have 20 of them that serve on our board of directors. The head of that board we have general co-chairs this year, so Rhonda Barber and John Astrab. So that's who I report to, and they are, they're terrific. Both of them are very engaged in the community. Certainly Rhonda obviously is, you know, incredibly well-known, incredibly beloved in the Tampa Bay region, and he is a co-chair, not a name only. He is incredibly involved in this tournament. He knows the finances. He's involved in all the decisions that we make. He goes out and does community events for us all the time. He's just very giving of his time. This is his big thing that he does in Tampa Bay since retiring, right? I mean, he could be involved in a bazillion different charities and never have time to help every charity. He views this as a way to be involved and help 50 different charities because the tournament raises a lot of money. So we're very fortunate to have him and all of our other Copperheads.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And Tracy, I'm pleased to announce that I was recently approved as a Copperhead myself. And, you know,
exactly.
And I'm glad that, again, we're listening and talking with Tracy West, the tournament director of Valspar. Do you want to talk anything about ticket sales and things of that nature? And I'd be happy to put a link, coupon codes, whatever we can. If anybody is a corporate sponsor and interested in doing that, you can email me personally, jeff@stanislow.com. That's just my personal email. Feel free to give me a call and I can connect you with the right people there. But Tracy, as we kind of wind down our conversation today, let us know what we might be able to put up for you, what we might be able to share.
Yeah, so tickets are on sale. They went on sale on November 28th. And we have grounds tickets, so folks can just buy, you know, a ticket to come on to the grounds, and parking as well. We encourage people to purchase their parking ahead of time. But then we have upscale tickets as well. So the Hooters Owl's Nest that has beer and wings. We have a Dex Imaging deck that has open bar and food for purchase. Now, all the way up to our Snake Pit Club that has open bar and food and so forth. And then we have a fourth level this year called the Copperhead Club, which is extremely premium hospitality, the level of food, the access that people will get to the clubhouse and a beautiful skybox on 18. So we basically have tickets to hit any price point. And the two last big things I'd say is kids 15 and under are free. So can't really go to any other pro sport and do that, right?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So it's a really, you know, family friendly, you know, affordable thing to do. So kids 15 and under are free. And then military, so if active duty or active duty or military retired, get two complimentary tickets each day. And access to a hospitality suite. And then veterans, they serve, but they didn't retire, they get discounted tickets. So we have price points for everybody, and we're a really affordable, fun thing to come to.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, Tracy, I hope to see you, and I know I'll see you at the Valspar tournament this next year, March 18th through 18th through the 24th of 2024. That's what I was trying to get to. Go to ValspirChampionship.com. You can also go to thatisgoodtoknow.com and see some links and everything like there. And Cole Swindell leading it off on that Saturday. And it's going to be a great event. I love that kids are free under 15 and that you guys take care of the vets and the people that serve. Tracy, thank you very much and have a wonderful day.